106.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, the Bahamas Athletics Association, the Bahamas Liquidation Center, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marcos Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday, right here in your company, guys. Make sure you do all you got to do. It's a beautiful day. I'm glad to be in, and hopefully in your area, the water is kind of drying up and whatnot. But we know that the ground was saturated for some time, so we just continue to be able to pray. And I'm hoping that you guys are being safe on the road, man. I'm hoping that you're doing that and your tires aren't bald, so forth and so on. Just be safe. Let's just be decent as possible. We're continuing to be able to hear about accidents and from one form or another. Guys, please. So just hoping that you guys would be safe out there as you continue to be able to do those things. We're here live and in full effect. Like I said, it's a beautiful Wednesday. My good people in the company with me. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything available for you. So when you go into that kind of a space, if you're looking for, your project to pop, we keep talking about this. If you have this sort of an idea, if even while as I say this to you, if you're thinking about something and you want to put formality to it and you want to kind of set it up accordingly and ensure that it has that kind of a professional look, you want to go down to Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They can print that thing for you. They could print it for pastor's anniversary. They could print it for all those particular things, love gifts, love offerings, whatever you need to be done, they can do it at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They're located at the Village Road Shopping Plaza, right there at the intersection of Village Road, Bernard Road, Wolf Road, Soldier Road on the northern side right there. You can be able to get them. On the side of the bike, just let them know that the foundation, Howard Grant, sends you guys down there, and you can be able to get those things taken care of. Also, shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance, agents and brokers. They get everything laid out for you. If you are in the market for insurance, if you're looking for bulk insurance, they do in-house financing. If you're one of those persons who just lucky enough and blessed enough, I feel like more plates coming soon, praise God. If you're lucky enough and blessed enough to be able to get your plates for those vehicles that you want to be able to rent and keep some things and keep a couple dollars in your pocket, you can do that in-house financing. Go down there to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They can assist you with that. Just speak to my good friend, Etheric Bow. He can take good care of you. Give him a call, 341-1-AFS. They're open from 9 to 5 and 2 p.m., 9 to 2 on a Saturday. So go check them out, number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. PLP ready for battle. My God, when I saw that picture, when I saw the graphic go out with all, heads and whatnot, and the Prime Minister being able to, I said, what's going on? What's going on? And then I saw that last night, they even brought a performer out. They are ready to go. PLP ready for battle. All the information's in there. Guys, please pick up your Guardian newspaper. Find out more information about that. The Prime Minister states that we must get our branches together. This is important. Eleuther Water Woes linger and Thompson. We're talking about Kwesi Thompson. He says that fewer people employed than five years ago. And then tourism officials express concern following a report of missing U.S. person, woman.
All the information's in there. Let's continue to be able to talk about these things, guys. I want you to join me in conversation today. 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. My good friend Garth Rosborough is in the house with me today. Garth, what's happening with you, my brother? It is very good to see you on this beautiful Wednesday as we continue to be able to chop this down. Our national events. What's happening with you?
All right, Howard, we had a good shower of rain that came across our beautiful country. The waters today seem as if it's a good fishing day. So for those boatmen who are going out, we wish you all safety. Make sure to check your craft and make sure that all is well with it. Inform your family as to which area you're going in to make it easy in case of an incident. And for those people who are farmers, the rain is here. That's a good sign, Howard, for food production in our country, and I encourage more people to get into farming, agriculture, backyard farming. It's very important for us to have food accessible to us in the event of any international situation where we cannot import. And then, Howard, you mentioned water again. Let me talk about water. Eleuthera has had its woes with water. We have all this rain, but they have problems with water in Eleuthera. And so one of the things that I try to do, Howard, is I try to put a barrel or two around my yard, but I put a screen over it, and I put a cover over it as an emergency backup for water, for mopping the floor and taking care of other hygienic situations.
My grandma did that when we were young.
You have to cover it, though. You cannot leave it exposed for mosquitoes.
And then she washed the clothes. She washed the bed sheets in it.
And they say it's good for what? Peas?
I couldn't sleep.
Boiling peas and stuff like that.
I don't smell of rainwater when I sleep in the sheets. Grandma, why you wash the sheets with this? Shut your mouth. When I was growing up, baby, we need to stop it.
Yeah, well, catching rainwater is the thing in the Bahamas, but once again, you have to be safe with it. You have to have it covered at all times. You don't want any mosquito infestation. So we've had a lot of mosquitoes, too. Those mosquitoes and sand flies, man, they off the chain.
But
so.
You got more than everybody else. You all there, all over here.
And glad it goes back.
You know.
Well, they'll lift you up and body slam you, boy.
My God.
You know, but it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful day. And I just want to thank Guardian Radio and Howard Grant for inviting me once again as a guest on the show.
Well, my brother, I want to talk to you about some stuff. Last time we tried to be able to pull back from politics. Right, we did our best to have these kind of conversations that take us to a position where we're talking from a national perspective, a national position, to be able to see exactly what's happening from that perspective. But mm-hmm. Now we come today and we're looking at the papers. Right? Did you see the thing last night?
Oh, I would cry.
Oh, no, they wouldn't let us stop. Listen. They would not let us calm down. We won't pull back from this. And they're having more conversation. They're ready for their convention too, look like. They are excited, excitable. They spoke to their base. They gave us no substance. All they gave us was hip, hip, hooray. That's all they want to be able to do. So it says to me that something's afoot, that there's an air out there that says to me that we're getting ready for election mode.
Yeah, I know we have tried to be, as you say, decent.
I try.
To the listening people, I just want to give a shout out to those people in Canada and abroad, America and all over the world who are listening in. The Bahamas, we want to inform you, is a very interesting political beast. Is that a beast or being? Which one is a better word, Howard Grant?
I feel like it's beast.
Beast?
Yeah, I think it's more.
Because you see, Howard.
Because at least you expect civility from a being.
Yeah.
But a beast. Okay. It's the nature. My God.
See, I try to sit here. And I try to be as honest as possible. So for those people who listen in, they try to say, oh, you all must be PLP or you all must be FNM. No, what we're trying to do here at the foundation is to be truthful. Howard, I feel it's very difficult to build any structure if you don't have a truthful foundation. If you try to rob the foundation, I don't think you have a building, right? So I think one of the elements of the foundation is the truth.
Yes.
This headline today, PLP ready for battle, makes me extremely nervous.
Why?
You're telling me you're ready for a battle. We just came out of a battle. And you've not readied yourself for the last battle.
The by-election.
No, not even that. The general election. I'm still waiting for evidence of victory from the first battle in terms of our life living. The cost of living, taxation, and everything else that's coming down upon the Bahamian people. How could you now be ready for another battle
where you've not yet taken care of the issues of the first battle?
Well, the issue is, if we look at this and we talk about it, and we look at the layout of it, they saw the fruits of their contentment. We talked about this before. And if politics and the living that we see in the economy, the way that the environment moves, if this is a macro perspective of what's happening from a micro aspect in our lives, then we have to look at these things and realize that our politicians don't really want success. They only want contentment. And they found that contentment with the victory in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. They were content.
But you can't rely on that.
The reliance was, the precedent has been set. Whether or not you go to a referendum, whether or not you go a by-election, whether or not you do these things, if it happens midterm, it normally is against the government. It is sort of a true north of what the people are saying about this particular government. The PLP had to win the by-election in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, and they did. And that has placed them in this position that, okay, people are content with the way that we are, the way that we're executing these things, and they have not bolstered anything new from that particular posture and position. They're content. Now they're ready to go to battle.
But that would be a false thought, and I'll say why. Because the trend in the Bahamian psyche is that, why should I vote for the opposition when there's nothing to be garnered in being in the opposition? Why would I vote to put this particular candidate from the Free National Movement in power when there's nothing that they can actually do for us now? So there's a hope that by voting the PLP in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, that there will be some type of reward or some type of spin-off or some type of benefit that would come out of voting for this PLP candidate. Up till now, I don't know if you have heard of anything, but I have not heard of anything significant that makes me say the PLP not only won, but the PLP is now ready for battle in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. I've not seen any evidence that says to me I would want to vote for that same candidate again. I just don't see it. I don't see much in the country that says to me that based on its past performance of 2021, that this Progressive Liberal Party government is prepared to continue on a trend of success that we have seen since then. I've not seen it. Not nationally.
No.
I've not seen it. No. And for the people to say, oh, all the way, we offer you the PLP. I've said this to this government before, and I've said it on radio unapologetically. I've said to you that unless you're prepared to perform, you're looking for a loss in 2026.
But this was the performance last night. Last night was the
very... No, we're not talking about an act. An act is what Michael Pintard writes when he goes home in his sleep. Michael Pintard is no longer performing. I saw Michael Pintard is now in Eleuthera, and he's now on the ground. This is what wins elections, when you show that care, that concern. But after you've won the election, you have to continue not only performing, but you have to now produce. We've not seen any production. The first thing they said, Howard Grant, and I'll let you speak to this and let you send out your numbers. We heard a very strong narrative that this Progressive Liberal Party was now going to go ahead and resurrect Vision 2040, yes or no?
That was always sort of the chatter of the expectation of what was going to happen, but the truth of the matter is that there's no expectation that they will.
So we're all excited that, you know what, we may finally get a serious government that can bring about this Vision 2040.
No, but these are the things that you say in preparation to step into a position that you desire to.
Okay.
That you identify, listen to me, you lock in to this kind of an objective. And no matter come hell or high water, you got to get there. So you say what you need, you do what you must to get to this victorious position. And this is what we've seen. So, this is the nature of politics. That is a beast concept. That is why we call it not the being. It's a beast. This beast and this posture that we see politics in, they put everything aside. And they have this determination to be able to be steadfast. And that's why they'll say whatever. Listen, we can fix this. We can fix that. We can build a hospital. We put new roads here. We're doing all these things. We can do the Vision 2024. We can do all these things. And when we get in, well, you know, we got to pace ourselves. You know, we got 5 years and we have an agenda.
No, the first thing they said is that, you know what, this Free National Movement government under Dr. Hubert Alexander Mendes left us in disarray. They left us with a whole lot that we now have to correct. But you, when you were campaigning, said that you had the answer to overcome these things. And we, as a Bahamian people, including myself, and I'll speak for myself only, I said, you know what, let's be fair to the Progressive Liberal Party government. If you said you have to make some corrections, you got to make some things happen correctly, We give you the first year to 2 years, yes? Mm-hmm. But the third year, we're looking for some success. Now we're hearing what you said on the last show.
You call this sort of the honeymoon period.
Yeah. So we give you a little wiggle room to find out who you really are.
Yeah.
Now Howard Grant says, what about the hotel? What about Grand Bahama? What about the Port Authority? Huh? What about the tourism numbers? Are they true numbers financially to where you're getting a higher population of tourists, but where's the money? What about the natural resources ministry that we put in place? We had all that talk about natural resources and sea moss and sea cucumber and aragonite. And I mean, everything was looking so good that, you know what? Minister didn't want you to have any lock up in the house. You couldn't even get water from the pump. And all of a sudden now, people literally ain't got no doggone water.
But think about this. You as a beekeeper. Suppose your hive expand exponentially, significantly. Over the past 5 years, you could look at it and see that your hive has produced more bees. You got mm-hmm. more bees. You got a significant number of bees, but they're not producing honey.
Mm-hmm.
What good is it to talk about the expansion of the bees if no honey is coming from this?
Unless it's pollinating, but it has to be productive. Pollination is even productive. You understand what I'm saying to you? But the whole idea that you have, as you're saying, a colony that is not pollinating, it's not producing honey. You're speaking, sir, about the drone. The drone is the male bee. It does absolutely nothing other than it's for the purpose of reproduction. And only one bee, one drone, is able to impregnate a queen bee. And a queen bee has intercourse, I'm using decent words, twice in her lifetime, up to 9 years of age. She lives the longest. A regular bee lives to be 6 weeks. The queen bee can live up to be 9 years, but she only has sex twice. And she produces up to 1,200 bees per day.
But
that's a colony.
So let's bring this home now.
That's a colony.
Because we, in this particular colony, have continued to be
yes.
in the town. I remember when we were in school, we said we had 1 million visitors this year when we
yes.
were in high school.
Yes.
1 million tourists came this year.
Correct.
Right? We were so excited about, oh my God, 1 million tourists. During the time of 1 million tourists, our fathers was building homes.
The place was clean, man. The place was nice.
Was clean. Everything was taken
Christmas
care of.
Christmas was Christmas.
You understand?
Yes, man.
You used to get your ham and turkey.
Yes.
All these things were happening. We had an economy.
Yes.
Things were moving around.
Yes.
When we see 1.5 million people.
Man, you feel good.
You say, oh my God, things are happening here.
Yes, yeah.
You got your movies coming in.
Yes.
One time ago, you used to watch old movies. Now the movies is current movies, but yes. they're showing in the States. You say, oh my God.
Yes.
We're moving forward.
Yes.
Things are happening. Now you get $9.6 million and people saying, well, I ain't got no job. I ain't got no money in my pocket. Taxi drivers are still screaming and saying where the money is. People are trying to be able to figure out how do we incorporate these new aspects, new concepts of things, as in terms of the ride along and Uber and so forth and so on. Taxi drivers are still being able to hold steadfast in this. We're not moving. No one making money here.
You know what happens, Howard? We have gone from a situation.
But we're celebrating all these tourists coming here, and we are not productive the way that we used to with 1 million people.
We say, you know what? When I get in power, this is what I'm going to do. When we get them in power, when they sit in the seat of power, you know what they say? What you expect for me to do? You see, it's a different conversation. Look at how, because you all say, y'all don't like Donald Trump. You all say Donald Trump's a crazy man. Donald Trump ain't no good, right? To the north, right? Look at what Donald Trump said, though. I am willing to entertain the idea that anyone who attends a university or college in America and graduates to give them residency. That's profound. He's saying, I want a better quality of citizenry that can actually raise the standard of my country. Whether you like it or not, it's a good statement. It's a good statement. Why are we giving away residency and citizenship to people who cannot build the infrastructure of our country?
They haven't done anything.
They're just giving citizenship and they're producing, what you just said, drones. They have no purpose. Their children are producing like our children are producing.
This heavy, you getting deeper with it.
I'm going to mention this when you call me before.
You're getting deeper with it because if you're only identifying drones with a couple of dollars in their pocket and providing them residency, then we're still not having a productive society.
This is what I'm saying.
It's a non-productive society. Now, non-productivity exists here.
Yes.
We're not seeing currency. We're not seeing money move. Nothing expanding. You got all these people coming here and then you're sending out persons to be able to say, hey, listen, why don't you guys come into our country? Giving them opportunities, and they come in here and they still don't produce.
They just make things harder.
This is too much.
They cost the cost of living to go up now, because when you sell from 5 bag of rice, now you're selling 20 bag of rice. You know what you're saying? Man, I could raise the price of my rice. Rice in demand. Rice, so the cost of living is going up, but no one is producing. This is the problem in our country. I said to you on the phone yesterday evening, and you know, you and I talk once or twice a week on the phone. We don't talk everyday people, so don't think it's that type of party. Mm-hmm. But this is how Howard and I talk. I said, Howard Grant, do you recognize that the minimum wage affords somebody who wants to work, or your person who wants to work, $48 a day? Mm-hmm. National insurance has to come out of that. Mm-hmm. If you're going from South Beach to Cable Beach, that's two buses in the morning, two buses in the evening. Mm-hmm. Then you're looking at breakfast in the morning is what, $4, $5 for your grits and your tuna. Then you're looking at Bamboo Shack. Well, I don't call them business names, but you're looking at your little shack to get your chicken and your fries or whatever. Lunchtime. That's $7, $8. Mm-hmm. You okay? Then you got to get back home. So you go back home. Where's your dinner? If you smoke the little thing in the morning and smoke the little thing in the evening, that's $12 right there, because it's 5 and 5 is 10.
It's a $50 plus one and one. Just to move.
It's a $50 car. You ain't pay no rent. You ain't pay no light bill. You don't pay no water. You ain't giving nobody no tithes and offering. All you do is go. So you know the average person
just
says,
existing.
I might as well don't go to work. I might as well stay home and bum $12 to $20 a day and live. So for $20, I could get me my smoke in the morning, my smoke in the evening, and an $8 piece of shark food. I could eat that and survive. That's where we are right now as a nation. When you talk about minimum wage, it don't make sense going to work. And if you don't believe that exists, look at America. People living in the bush, people living in the parks, people living in the subway stations, because they do not want to go to work, because it doesn't make sense to go to work. An efficiency apartment in America, in Florida right now, is over $1,500 a month. A small efficiency. $1,500 a month. That's before you go to work.
That's depending on the state you're in, because if you're in California, it's
worse. And New York is worse. But Florida's now becoming the most expensive state to live in.
Yeah.
And then now the cost of food in America, and then transportation in America. Then you talk about the taxes. 30%, 35% of your money coming out of your salary. What the heck are you going to work for? That's why you got so much preachers out there now who say, bring your tithe and your offering. Let God bless you. It don't make sense. They go to stay home 6 days a week, show up on the 7 day, and tell people, bring your money. This is the easiest lifestyle in the world.
Guys, let me take this quick commercial break. I want you guys to join me right here when we get back, right after this.
Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Now let me see now, 326 EPIC. Hello, hello, this Epic, Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all, they open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
Let's face it, life is hard, but your healthcare doesn't have to be. Give yourself peace of mind with LAMP plans at Doctors Hospital. Sign up today and enjoy the low cost advantage. Get up to $5,000 in credit limit for non-covered services and two free nutritional consultations. Choose your plan today by visiting doctorshosp.com/LAMP. We make healthcare easy.
Foundation. Foundation.
foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join us, please do. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I'm here with none other than Garth Roseborough. There's a call on the line already. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, Mr. God, Mr. Grant, boy, you're on fire this morning.
Praise God.
My God, I mean, this independent hand chill, I'm listening to this fire, and I just want to dissect a few things quickly that God made. Well, first, the honey hit it home. The honey hit it home, that is. You just add more bees to the hive, but ain't none come out the woman mad now.
It's the truth.
She, the queen hot. She, you know, she trying to figure out where these snakes come because they ain't our children.
Mm-hmm. Wow, profound.
Yeah, okay.
Profound.
You understand? And so you talk about this need for acting. You know, you hit it home and you talk about reacting. Yeah, you could. It's easy to go get a couple of dollars and go eat a drink, get with some water.
Mm-hmm.
Your government was in power. You sit on that government, and that water problem ain't just happened.
They've been happening.
They ain't problems with their eyes closed and coming like it's a new problem just happened, and now they won't fix it. No, bro. Like I tell my people, I want no PLP and no FNM in Parliament. That's just a reality. I know it hurts a lot of people to get them a vacation, but everybody deserves a vacation. They had 50 years of hard work. They might be tired. Mm. Okay? So let's give them a little vacation, sit out, and see new people come in and change and see how they could find what they could fix and get it done. Now, this is my last point, gentlemen. Mr. God, I want to ask you a question. What do you think about a woman prime minister? Because that's where I headed. You know, I want to see the Bahamas get some love and tender and some care, man, and someone who could relate strong man messages to these broken men.
I believe in creation.
Thank you, Manancho.
I believe in creation. I believe in history. I'll also let Howard chime in on this. I do understand that for me personally, for the first 10 years of my life, I only had a mother. She was my mother and my father. And she did a great job to the point where I am the person I am today. So for me, leadership is not a gender. Male and female does not come into the conversation of leadership for me. What comes into the conversation is one's ability, one's preparation, and one's guide. That's all it is for me. And that can come in the form of even a child. If we have a golden child that comes forth and has the right recipe, it could be a young Travis Robinson. It could be, you know, a young lady that just came to school, Howard's daughter. She's graduating next year. She may have that ability. Once proven, that person should be given that opportunity to lead because we want the best. The problem with the Bahamas is we do not allow people to prove themselves. And for those who have proven themselves, we tend to cut them down. And this is not an unfamiliar story. This is the story of Joseph in the Holy Book that says, you know what, you have a coat of many colors, and because of your specialty, because of your ability, we got to throw you in a pit, sell you into slavery, throw you in jail before you can actually reach the throne. It's just deplorable. And we as the Bahamian people have to change that mindset. If we truly want a better Bahamas, we got to start thinking better.
I have a different posture as it relates to just being able. I think for a long time, because I was on the same course. I was on a course of being able to believe that we need femininity. We need a softer approach. We need a woman's touch to be able to assist us. If you look from a historic standpoint, when men were being ravaged from a slave standpoint, the woman had to be able to remain strong, right?
Yes, yes.
Then when they would buck you in the front of your children and your wife, when they would do all these things to be able to degrade you, mm-hmm, and take your strength from you, mm-hmm, that actually did a transference, that transferred power to women in this particular position for a very long time. When they would take your wife from you and you couldn't do anything about it, mm-hmm, it actually stripped men of their strength, their posture, their position, mm-hmm, and it caused them to fall into themselves. We now are the children of PTSD. We, black people. Now, this ain't for everybody. This was. We are the offspring of people who have traumatic issues, and the dynamics have been shifted in the country significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandparents, our mothers, they did everything they can do to be able to acknowledge the strength of a man. We grew up with this kind of a concept where mommy them would say thing, or grandma them, and your great grandmother said, "What you built, baby? You know, man can be man." And your granddaddy or great granddaddy, they say this. Says, "Baby, man can be man. You can't stop a man from being a man. He got three churn outside. Really? You can't be mad at the churn, baby." This is where we come from.
Wow.
We come from this as our society. You
uh-huh,
understand?
Uh-huh.
And then the next generation say, "That ain't gonna happen to me."
No.
"Not even gonna happen to me.
Not this one.
God, no, I'd kill this man." And then they now breathe this sort of this independent thinking into their children. They breathe this, especially into their girls, and say, "Don't you ever let a man do this to you. Don't you ever." That's on one perspective. Mm. And then the same position when there's no man in the house.
Mm.
If there was a man being able to come in, mama them and say things, or your mommy them will say things to the children. We heard this before. "Well, child, you might as well don't bother with no man when you ain't getting nothing from him. You got to get something from the man." This mindset,
wow.
This mindset is what we are now looking to be able to put in leadership in this country. We can't.
Wow.
I just go from the politicians right down to the home, to the preachers. What we're seeing happen in our society at large from a macro standpoint is happening in our homes from a micro standpoint. And in our homes, there is no discipline. In our homes, there is no authority. In our homes, there is no acknowledgement for supremacy. There is no God. In our homes, there is no morality. There are questions in our homes that say, "Well, is this really against the law?" It ain't against the law. So the morality never comes into a position.
But see, Howard, we got to be honest, right? And I said to you, the person can be sent. The person has to be, like we would say, God sent a special individual, a golden child.
But how
right?
You know?
No, that's what I'm saying. You have to let them prove themselves.
You don't even listen.
But let me tell you.
These people ain't listening to God.
But I know they're not, and I'll tell you how I know this. Because if we had a Caucasian Bahamian to avail themselves,
we have many Caucasian
to
Bahamians.
Direct this country, we cut them down before we even give them an opportunity to say they could be a leader of this country.
That is the PTSD.
But this is what I'm talking about now.
That is the fear that we have, and that has been perpetuated, crystallized, and pressurized by the PLP
how
over
could
the course
you,
of time.
How could you want to eat from the Chinese, but you don't want the Chinese to be your leader? You see, you got to watch who you eat from. That's what I'm just saying. Yes,
nobody care about that.
But you're not thinking.
You can eat the
you work
sweet and sour pork, or you can eat the noodles. You got to make up your
okay,
mind.
Okay, guess what? The Caucasian Bahamian has a business, a nice establishment. You work for them, and I've watched people do this, man. My own people do this, huh? They will throw you aside for this person. They work for this person. They eat from this person. They live from this person, but it would not allow this person to lead the country. They have every ability to run a successful business. So if you can run a successful business, is it possible you could also run a successful country? I'm just simply saying our very own prejudice, our very own narcissist and racist and every other negative thinking within our body, we allow that to just take control of every sensible thought to get this country right. I personally do not care how we get it right. I just need it to be right. Has it ever been right? Piracy, buccaneering, bootlegging, the whole nine yards. Has it ever been right? But yet you boast that this is a Christian nation. So I want to know in my own mind, if you're going to be a Christian nation, be a Christian nation. If you're going to be a corrupt society, then go ahead and admit that you're a corrupt society. But you can't play the two. I don't want a government who's going to say they're ready for battle. And you won't even doggone throw the first spear.
But they have to be ready for
battle. They can't be ready.
No, but they have to be.
They cannot be ready.
And they have to articulate that, announce that, and be able to speak that over their grassroots. They have to be ready.
Why you keep picking on the grassroots, Howard?
Because that's who they're talking to. They ain't talking to me.
You mean they're talking to you? You ain't no grassroots?
No, I'm not no grassroots.
So why are they talking like this in the paper then? Because you just read. Grassroots don't read, boss.
Me?
So who is heading for?
I don't know. They say they're PLP ready. The people who are in the grassroots observe
boss,
that and put it in the paper.
You put this in a
they
paper.
They talking to us.
You put this in black and white. You tell me grassroots is read?
They wasn't talking to us.
So why they printed it in the paper?
This is the reporters put it in the paper. When it was said from the podium, they wasn't speaking at large to all persons. They were speaking to their base. The PLP is now trying to ignite their base. But we, who seek to be able to move from this kind of a limbo that we're in, this kind of existence that we exist in, right at the bottom of middle-class citizens, because they ain't middle-class yet, not proper. Right? We just above working class, just beneath middle class. Us who trying to break the ceiling to hope to get in the middle class expect more. We don't have a conversation about being battle ready. We want to have a conversation about being economically sound. We want to be able to have a conversation about the strategic approach to be able to ensure that there is victory for us. We want to have a conversation about entrepreneurialism. We want to have a conversation about balance and access and opportunity. We want to talk about jobs. We want to talk about how 9.6 million people here, I doing my job and I still can't hit a lick. How the man hit me up the other day. Oh, it's right out here. We talking, right? He showed me the little presser. Right? Mm-hmm. The little, you know, the little roller, the steam roller.
Mm-hmm.
He say, I said, but you say you used to do this? He said, yeah, man, I do the roller. I said, so you get some of that little patching money. The government said they put X amount of $1 million for patchwork in the country. So I asked him, I said, you get some of the little patching money. He said, yeah, man, I always been able to do. He said, you see this thing right here? He said, this then pay for 2 houses for me. I said, two? He said, I didn't pay for 2 houses with this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I paid for 2 houses with this, and I sent all my children to school, and I send them to college right now with this. I just buy a new one. See right here? I can, woo, we can do good. I said, Jesus, my mind's not taking out. How we can get one of these rollers?
No, but it ain't the roller. It ain't him. It's a fact that when they patched the doggone road, 2 weeks later, the road need to patch again.
No, see, understand what I'm saying.
No, but what are you trying to say? In a lucrative business.
Oh, so the lucrative business is still giving access for him to be able to be independent and strong with no dependency on anybody else. The only thing he depend on is that the engineering of these roads so messed up, you can need me again.
Yes, sir.
That's what his dependence is.
Yes, sir.
But our dependence is, oh my God, these politics, they need our hands. They need our work. They need our mouths. They need our mind. They need our ex. So they got to get us straight. And when you don't see that, now you will kick your government out.
But Howard, it's hard to change the mindset of people. Like, serious. Especially when you talk with them type of people you just talk about, man. I've changed my mindset. I can let you get to your phones. But Howard, this is the second person I leave on the side of the road. Man, any other woman I leave by the airport on the road that time, right? She asked too much questions. I leave her right there walking, right? I saw my neighbor on Carmichael Road. He mad at me. Come to me this morning, Robin. He said, boss, I can't believe you leave me on the side of the road. I said, listen to me, boss. I didn't ask you. You used to do anything for me? Anything? You used to do anything for me without trying to charge me a dollar? Anything? He said, no. I said, who car this? It's your car, sir. I owe you anything? I don't owe you nothing.
Who gas?
I said, okay. So that'd be the case. I leave you on the side of the road. You just work? Yes, work sometime. You go fishing? Yes, go fishing sometime. You ever bring me any bait? No, I ain't bringing no bait. You ever bring me any fish? I ain't bringing no. I said, what the heck I got you for? I don't need you to love me or like me. You can hate me all you want. You don't know nothing for me. See, we keep doing for these people.
Is that the mindset that exists right now with the government?
That's what the governments do. That's exactly that mindset. And it started to become contagious. I started to catch a little
flu. When are we going to leave the government on the side of the road? When are we going to leave the PLP on the side of the road?
But
the
people ain't want to do that.
The FNM on the side
they
of the road.
They ain't want
to
do that.
To make a determination that we must move forward as a people. Let me take this telephone call. Go ahead, caller.
Howard.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing? ATL here.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, everything's good. So, I'll start by this. Listen to the show. Very, very, very interesting, and I really love your concept. So, you have not.
Oh, Jesus. This is Smitty. This is all the way from Atlanta calling.
Have not, and ain't gonna get.
Smitty, you going to work today?
Yeah, I'm going to work now.
You're to work now? Oh, okay.
Now, so let's go 2 points. I just had a conversation. I'm at Kia International right now in West Point, Georgia. And they were talking about skilled labor and people not wanting to work. And it is said that that is the case because they don't have to work. When you could exist, like God said, on that $48 a day. But if you stay home, you could get $20 to get your little thing in the morning, your little thing in the evening, and sip on your little something. You're straight in the minds of some people. And it's only when we change that method of thinking that we will grow to leave government alone and fend for ourselves. Now, this past June, a couple of weeks ago, school closed, right, Howard?
School closed.
All right. And school will open up late August, early September, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will the schools be ready?
No.
To open. Now, if we know this, year in, year out, it's the same thing.
No.
Right?
But so they ready for battle, though. They ready for battle. They can't. I say they ready for battle, but they can't tackle what is necessary, what is essential.
All right.
So we talk about the work. When is the task or work graded? We bring people into power for them to perform a task. But that task is not graded or rated to the appeasement of the people. Hence, why should I worry about what grade I'm going to get if you could call me again?
That's crazy. Smitty, I appreciate your contribution, my brother. Have not and ain't gonna get. I like these particular things, guys. We're still here chopping these things down, having great conversation with Garth. We put everything in perspective. We got a honey hide that producing drones. That is just a pseudo perspective. Now we need productivity so we can see the honey. Is that why you continue to be able to dream about heaven? There's sort of an idea that this is where the milk and honey is, not where we producing, not where we working every day. We working here, but not producing honey. The honey is stored up in heaven for us. My God, we're doing too much. Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break, get the news. Be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Attention pizza lovers, Marco's Prince Charles has the deal of the summer for you. Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10. You heard right, just $10. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today.
This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time
and only at Marco's Prince Charles. This is a deal you don't want to miss because everything's better with Marco's.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium, the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Let's face it. Life is hard, but your healthcare doesn't have to be. Give yourself peace of mind with LAMP plans at Doctors Hospital. Sign up today and enjoy the low cost advantage. Get up to $5,000 in credit limit for non-covered services and two free nutritional consultations. Choose your plan today by visiting doctorshosp.com/LAMP. We make healthcare easy.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center, your friendly and affordable vendor one-stop shop, where you can get all of your groceries, kids' lunch snacks, and vendor snacks items at the best prices in town. Don't believe us? Find us on Mackey Street in the red, white, and black building south of Chesapeake Road. We don't stock anything. We just buy deals, so you better get there first. Call us today at 698-0123 or WhatsApp 557-2522 or follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily updates. Remember, always make us your first stop.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. The lines are wide open. Please, please give me a call, 323-6232. 325-431-6325-425-9, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796, here with Garth Roseboro. Garth, man, talk to me. I mean, as we deduce this, as we break it down, as we look at it, as we give a contrast with yesteryear and this current position, as we can quantify and really be able to show you that if you look at the way that our parents lived, right? Over the break, we just was talking. Grammy then would go in an ASU to buy one little piece of property, $7,000. $5,000, right? And that was like a big thing for them. But at the end of the day, they had something that they can hold on to, that they can be able to give to their firstborn. They could give to some. The Grammy them had something. They were respected in the position where the entire community came together and helped them build this home. Bricks wasn't that expensive. Well, if you compare, it was expensive. Our parents came from a position where the property may not be $5,000 no more. Maybe it was $12,000. Maybe it was $17,000. But we now, in this dispensation and era, the same piece of property, $200,000. How can we live? How? And everyone's screaming at us about non-productivity, about things that's not happening, about why aren't you enthusiastic about being able to participate in the electoral process? Why are you getting registered and not being able? There is no space. This, people don't view this as living. All this is existing to death. That's it. There's no living in this kind of a space. And all we're saying is we want an opportunity to live. We want an opportunity to thrive. We looked at the King Air. Mm-hmm. We don't want to beat this dead horse to death. But let's talk about it. You was in here. I talked about it. Mm. We look at the King Air. The King Air, the Prime Minister is putting $2.5 million in it. The first thing is for the administrators to use it. It came back. It wasn't for the administrators. It was for the politicians initially. Then it came back for the administrators. Then it wasn't for the administrators. Then we're not going to be necessarily using it. Then you heard the Minister of National Security come out and indicate that, well, we're not going to use the whole $2.5 million on it, whatever we don't use. This is the conversation that they have. And then they came back and looked like they're settling to this particular story that this is going to be used by law enforcement significantly. Mm. And the question that I have is that how much more money we can spend on crime? You're spending a lot of money on crime. There are calls right now about the expansion of the jail, expansion of these particular things, about the humanity that exists in this particular space. We feeding these people, clothing them, providing shelter for them, doing this, doing that. Now we're providing transportation for them.
Okay, so you're speaking to me now. I'm a learned man, and all what you just said just now makes me baffled and confused. It's too many stories.
This is information in the papers.
It's too much stories. And you're saying you're ready for battle. You're speaking about now law enforcement and an aircraft. I have not yet heard recently about the building of the prison. Where is that going? What's going on with that?
We keep talking like this, God.
No, but see, it's beginning now to just and irritate
this,
me.
This is why there is social dismay. This is why there is a disconnect. This is why you're going to be able to see, and you could kind of
tout and be able to celebrate this idea of a 9.9% unemployment rate in the country, but that's not a real number because there are many people who have never even registered to vote. Talk, let's just be straight. Let's shoot straight. There are many people who will never go to the Labor Department. There are many people who have never even stepped foot in these particular places. If you look at the story yesterday, teenage boys between the ages of, I think, 14 to 18, teenage boys robbed someone with a fake gun yesterday.
In this country?
Okay, listen to what I'm saying to you. Teenage boys who's supposed to be getting a government job for the summer. Guess that's what we're doing. The government have an opportunity for you to get a job, but you don't want the job from you as 14. You want money, and you don't want to have to work for it. So you go find a fake gun. This is the mindset now. It's the mindset that we're dealing with in our society. These are the people who are coming out of school in 3 years, in 4 years, and being able to be a part of society. They have already ingrained in their mind that they don't want work. They would rather thief.
Mm.
So when you look at numbers like 9.9% and there is a celebration and a hope for reduction, you've never taken into consideration the people who never even show up for these things. If you look at the mathematical layout of how much people come out of school over the past 10 years in comparison to the workforce, where the people is, they got to be here somewhere.
Well, let me ask you a question, Howard. What is the actual minimum wage?
The $5.50.
Somewhere there about.
An hour?
You know how much time that is?
An hour?
Yeah.
Let's burn it up on Netflix.
An hour?
That ain't no time.
I got to sit here for that much money?
Yeah, but when you call them time, that's something.
But boss, what else you got to do for $5.50? What you want from me? Blood? Jeez, $5.50. The fella said I might as well still been bummed at. I might as well go and grammy place and teeth that out the place.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
You know what an hour of work is?
I ain't gonna lie to you. If you ask me for the money and I look at you and look in your eye and I tell you don't spend no money, no drugs or money, you might end up with $10 for me. Not in a bad way. I'm simply saying I don't give nobody no $1 or
$5.50 for
you can
hour
make that a lick. You can hit that a lick. And one thing, I got to tip my truck. Every time they see me big in the truck, they say, oh yeah, this man got money. Jesus, let me ask. let me ask him. Come to my window. Hey, how you doing, boss? I was looking for something to eat. So you're not looking for nothing.
You know the other thing that breaks my heart? Now that you're speaking this way about our country, and you're talking about a mindset today.
It's a mindset that exists.
This mindset about the PLP saying they're ready for battle, and the mindset of people saying, I wonder if they're ready for true or. They said, yeah, all the way, they're ready. You know what also baffles me? When was the last time we heard of anything significant from my friend or the Ministry of Education or our friend Belinda Wilson for the upgrade in the educational system in this country?
Belinda always talking now. In fact, Belinda listening right now.
I say it's our friend. But I'm talking about raising the bar now. Can we get it to another? She fights for the teachers.
Yeah,
she's fighting for the children. Fighting. But the fighting, take it to the next level for me, please.
Yeah, but that fight had to transfer. She, in her capacity as the union president and a representation of the teachers, can have one fight and continue to be able to agitate and scream at a wall that's fortified five times thicker than Jericho. All right. She could scream at this war that is content and confined into a position that this is the way that things is. We've seen that over the course of the past 7 years with Belinda. She's been screaming at this wall, even with former Minister of Education, who was very enthusiastic, who started the YEAST program and all these particular things. But when he got into formality said, yeah, take this creativity thing off. Hey, that don't go like that here. Right? And that is what you're fighting against. You're fighting against an organizational mindset that's myopic. That's
so,
very close.
So there's no productivity coming out of that other than maybe a few who actually fall through the cracks. That's what's happening?
That's all you get to see.
So what type of citizenry you expect to produce?
The ones that you have.
Non-productive.
The 14-year-olds who want to rob.
So now that the non-productive are just graduating out of school this month, where are they going to work? Where are they going to be employed? Where are they going to
school? First and foremost, they're going to party. That's what they can do, majority of them.
No, let's give them benefit of the doubt, man. Give them something to do. Where are they going to work?
Where? You tell me. You tell me when 60-year-olds are looking for an opportunity to be able to stay in the workforce and the government is having a conversation about being able to keep them in the workforce until 67, where the young people can go?
So people in this country ain't dying fast enough then to allow the young people to get a job.
But you can't kill the people, Mike.
But they're killing them. People dropping down every day and still ain't got no job.
You can't kill them. What you should do is these old hotels somewhere, be able to set that up. I've been in Mangrove Key. They get one old hotel right there. Beautiful. Sitting on the beach. I won't buy that so bad. If I had money, I would buy that, right? Mm-hmm. I've been to these particular places. All you got to do is now empower a group of people acquire these
things. That's a bad word. Things,
which mean empower is a bad
That's
word.
That's a bad word.
You got to use empower.
No, you can't use that word.
What are you going to do?
If you're empowering anybody, you wouldn't buy no plane and put $2.5 million in it. You'd empower
one of them. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
What are you trying to tell you? The same thing. So you can't use that word.
If you don't empower these people and create small societies where you could be able to have international persons come in and have beautiful locations for them to be able to go out together and cut up with each other. Old people, right? One of their spouses already then dead. They're still looking for love before they go. Let them get married again at 85 years old in a retirement society. While you get mom and them still working, you have not created a space where we could take care of our people. You haven't done that. And you have not empowered your young people where they don't have dependency on the government to take care of Grammy them. So now you're taking care of my grandmother and you're taking care of me.
Yeah, I hear Grammy lose money too. I hear her numbers gone down.
$600?
I hear the money gone down.
Ain't gonna, what she could do with that? After the nephews and nieces and grandchildren and all these people come beg her for $5 a week. What Grammy could do with that?
And we still giving her a free passport? After all of this happened.
Man, let's talk. 323-622-323-254-316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take the telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
God, how you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend.
First, I want to touch on the same fiasco with this Beach King Air 2000. What is it, 200?
Mm-hmm. The airplane?
Yeah, the airplane, as a former pilot, okay? Uh-huh. And a person with vast knowledge,
uh-huh,
and aeronautical science.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere in the hell, if you confiscate an aircraft that belongs to the government of the Bahamas,
mm-hmm,
okay? Number two, to refurbish that aircraft, okay? To refurbish that aircraft don't cost nowhere near, no $2 or $2.5 million. I can see them saying a couple hundred thousand. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's
I can ask you a question since you so learned it. Sorry to cut your thought, but can I ask you a big question? You think that plane can reach Bermuda?
Possibly, yeah. Reach King Air, yeah, the range.
So we ain't got to give the Treasury no IOU no more. We could just jump in the plane and go Bermuda?
Well, not like that. Well, you have to take into consideration the expenses.
Sir,
okay?
Your indecency is rich.
Airframe and power plant. Okay, you have to pay the pilots,
uh-huh,
airplane and power plant inspection, sea checks, okay?
Uh-huh.
But to refurbish that aircraft, y'all could go ahead and do your research. It don't cost over $2.5 million. It's a vintage. It's a vintage aircraft. What I checked out. Now, the second thing I want to talk about, NIB, based on what the former Minister of Tourism and Aviation, I think his name was Diagla, Bahamas had never made a profit since its inception, okay? And yet we still subsidize them. And the U.S., I didn't even want to go to, BOB, where they bail out those under the one of the previous governments, they bail them out, okay? What is going on? They want to put this 1.5 increment every year on national insurance on the back to the Bahamian people, which is unfair. Let them go and pay the monies that they use, pay it back to NIB, what they use for different buildings and aircraft, defense force boats. Nobody want to touch on it. They're scared. They're afraid to touch on it. Wow. They got NIB in the mess they're in right now, and they want to put it on the backs of the Bahamian people. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
But I want to let the Bahamian people know, don't be hoodwinked with this government talking hogwash for this same Beechcraft King Air 200. Mm. If you own it, if it's confiscated, automatically belongs to the government. You ain't purchasing nothing back. If you ever check court, you maybe a couple hundred thousand. Okay? Anyway, I can leave it right there. You all have a good day.
I appreciate you. Let me read this text right here. The text just came through. Now, just keep in mind that the children are in the car.
Children
in the car now. It's summertime.
Yeah, summertime.
So you're riding with mommy, you're riding with daddy, you're riding around.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring my little children with me today is I didn't bathe them up and clean them up and everything. You know, they home, they brush the teeth, they're everything. They're clean now. But I say, I leave home with a big boy. You understand?
Air conditioning blowing.
Yeah, they home.
Or your light bill going up.
No. Ain't no air conditioning burning.
Ain't no air conditioning.
My fridge probably open right now if I'm thinking about it, right?
Okay.
Nonetheless, right? But this person just texted me and said, Howard, my daughter wants to know, who is the prime minister ready to go to battle with?
Uh-oh.
My daughter wants to know, who is the prime minister ready to go to battle with? Is it the Bahamian people?
Oh.
And then they go on to say that the prime minister seems to be pro-foreign versus Bahamians.
So the daughter said that?
No, but this is, I don't know who say this. All she said, my daughter will know who was the prime minister going to battle with. Or this person.
Okay, the daughter wants to know that.
The daughter will know this.
Uh-huh.
Then they go further and say, it says the prime minister seems to be pro-foreign versus Bahamian. So I feel that my life, my kid's future is threatened. Because only Haitians are prospering. We're being taxed, shot, kidnapped to death, whilst the celebrity prime minister and the entourage party frolic and travel eating caviar. And I told you all the Hunger Games was coming our way. There's a text that's coming through.
Strong.
It's a very strong text. I just want to shoot straight with you. You and I had this conversation yesterday.
But I wouldn't just say the Haitians, though.
No. Let me fix this.
Just say the Haitians.
Yesterday,
some other people profiting too now.
Bahamians. Let's be.
I just will leave it like that.
No. Watch me.
Yeah.
Yesterday we started to have this kind of a conversation that it costs $50 just to exist, right? As a minimum wage person, as a working class person,
$50 a day.
It costs $50 a day. You ain't got no car. You as a security officer.
You ain't got no rent.
South Beach.
No mortgage.
But you work on Cable Beach. You gotta pay two bus. You gotta do these things. You ain't got no children, or you don't know the children, and you ain't living with no woman. You're living in efficiency and so forth and so on.
You gotta smoke that thing twice a day to keep yourself in the game.
So it costs you almost $50 a day just to exist. Mm-hmm. Get your two bus. Get something to eat. To exist.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got no girlfriend.
$250 a week, 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask for extra shifts. But when you ask for extra shifts, you got to figure out who can drop you home.
Uber.
That's heavy.
That's Bahamian
Uber.
You
got to spend money on that.
Yeah, Uber, I think, is mostly like $10, $15 a trip.
So we're working this out. So we sit down, we talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start to have this kind of a conversation about the fact that those of a foreign nature in our country, not necessarily only Haitians. Those of a foreign nature in our country already understand the economics.
Oh, they do.
They have no problem with six of them living in efficiency.
Not only that, there's some of them who they reside in the home of the boss. We don't have that privilege any longer. Back in the day, your grandma used to live in Lyford Key and take care of the people them, or live in high-end communities, Blair Estates and them other places. Now, you are not trustworthy enough to go in them places. They use other people.
Yeah,
I call it no nationality. They use other people.
Now, watch me now. Let's do this. Let's touch this like this.
So their money going in the bank.
Now, if six of us living in a one-bedroom house, let's say six of us living in there, right?
Yeah, I know a situation like
that. As Bahamians, our independence is separation. This is our coming of age, when we could separate and have something on our own.
Okay.
All right. God bless the child who got his own. Right?
What age category?
Mama get.
How old you figures of age of separation in our country today?
21, 22.
You catch yourself.
You catch yourself and you find yourself moving out, at least making a transition out of the house.
Okay.
Okay. So you find yourself in this position. Now you're living in an efficiency. Depending on where you live, you're spending up to $650 a month.
It's now $700 now.
Okay. So now you're spending $700 a month. Okay. Just to exist.
Mm-hmm.
You need a car because we are Bahamians and we cherish our independence.
Nissan Note, so Nissan Cube, or a little Suzuki or whatever.
Okay?
You got that.
All these things you have putting you further in debt.
The road mashup, so that's tire change and everything else, and rim bend. And
all these things, gas.
You got to fix that.
You got to move.
You need gas, you need oil, you need spark.
All these things you get
is
putting you significantly in debt. And now you're comparing your life as you look at foreigners coming into our country. They don't eat no fast food like you.
No.
They eat amongst all them out, eat out of one pot.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no problem with three people sleeping in the bed. They don't think the way that you think. They are, but they don't have no problem when they go down to the people and send $50,000 home, cash.
Yeah.
And they could send $35,000 home right now, cash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can't touch $2,800.
No.
You can't. You know why? Because we're not willing to do in our own country what people must do for their survival.
Because it's called
all of us in the same bucket of survival.
It's called entitlement. They feel entitled.
No. But we are entitled. This is our space.
It's your space, but you're not claiming the work in your space. You're giving the work to someone else, and we've all been guilty of it. I've been guilty of it. Growing up, we always had a French gardener, a Creole gardener, come in and garden. They get paid for that. If a Bahamian came and said, I want to cut your grass, you know what you tell them? You only, I only got a little $40 for you, you know. You get a French gardener, the Creole gardener, 80, but you only want to get a Bahamian 40. That's why people say, you ain't got the more grass. But 80
is now is 320.
Yeah, but we ain't paying the Bahamian that. And to be honest with you, Howard, I understand because me being doing contractual work and so forth, if I hire Howard Grant, and Howard Grant only laying 70 blocks today, and the Creole man laying 100 blocks, I mean, simple mathematics and finance tell me and I need a Creole worker. That's more money for me.
Creole man ain't asking for nothing.
No, so selfishness is the order of the day. I let my brother die because I want more productivity. And unless the Bahamian is prepared to match that, which he feels he doesn't have to because he's entitled, because he is a Bahamian in this country, he shouldn't have to lay 100 blocks to get the job. He should only have to lay 50 blocks. But that's the way we think. That's the way it is.
No competitiveness in this.
That's the way it is.
Let me take this telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
All is well.
God.
Yes, sir.
I trying to reach Reggie Miller. I ain't no wrong with this one.
No, don't call that name now. You only wait, or I can pick him up tonight from the airport. Yeah, now, him, I giving him a ride. That's my boy.
Yeah, Reggie called me to get you there.
You'll hear from him tonight. You can stop by your house.
Okay. God, let me try to answer the question.
Go ahead.
Bermuda further than Colombia?
No, we ain't getting that one now, boss. We ain't getting that one.
My geography ain't that good.
I know the plane, they say, could reach from there to here, but I really ain't watch.
No, I understand.
We got international people listening. I really ain't going on that flight with
okay,
you.
Okay, well,
excuse my boy. I love the conversation, but we can do that when I come by you tonight. But international people listening, and I need no more heat to our country.
Okay, then, let's just say this. It's a confiscated drug plane.
But you're bringing heat, though. You're bringing Miami heat this way. Give me some Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, now, I hear the gas tank was modified.
He let me off this hook.
Okay, right? It was a modified. Now, I have a question for Howard. Howard debated during the budget debate, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Fred Mitchell say the 250, the 2.5 million we have in cash.
Is what?
Where the cash come from if they didn't debate it in the bus debate? So where the cash money, where the $2.5 million cash come from? Why did you say that question for Shivago line?
No, Shivago actually spoke to it. No, Shivago already spoke to it about the acquisition of 2.5. It was in the asset column. Not necessarily in the liability, it was an asset column, but I don't think it had no clarity. That's what Shivago Lang was actually indicating, that
they didn't give us any clarity. Now, I know in the part of the police is almost cash too. Remember in that 7 million they're catching up and bought? Yeah. And, you know, the police have confiscated any drug bought with money and things like that. So they use the same funds, what they confiscate, the reefer is the same drug plane.
Hold on. This is a lot of speculation that you're doing. I got to let you go. You're doing a lot. I don't know what the people are doing. This is why we ask for freedom of information. This is why we ask for transparency. This is why we ask for accountability. We don't know. We just don't know. And it sounds strange when the Bahamian people are sitting in this kind of a posture and we're asking for transparency, we're asking for more information. And when we speculate based upon the information that we're getting from behind the veil, you come out here and you squash that. You say, that don't make no sense. That ain't make no sense. Yeah, but you know, Grammy said to me that the fire ain't far from the smoke. And all we want to know is where the fire exists, which is the truth.
So if you're not prepared to tell us where the fire is, I'm going to ask you a question again, Howard Grant. Is the PLP ready for battle?
They are ready for battle. They are. They're ready for political battle. But they're not ready to be able to tackle the things that the Bahamian people need. So you're ready for battle in terms of being able to retain this position and seat. But you're not ready for the war of economic growth and development. You're not ready for the war of transparency, equality. You're not
ready for the war. Are the people prepared to take the war to the PLP?
No.
In your estimation?
No.
So in the next general election, what do you expect?
It's really too early for me to say. We then talked about the PLP having 40% chance of being able to retain victorious. My very good friend called me and said that he has a $10,000 bet. You know my good friend?
Yeah.
He said he has a $10,000 bet
uh-huh.
that the PLP will win again. And he keep telling me this. I said, why you keep telling me this, sir? You didn't say that 6 times. I said, you want me to jump in this bed? I said, I got you in the feed, sir. It don't matter if the PLP win or the FNM win. I got to feed my children.
So,
amen?
So, yeah, I get that stuff.
Let's be decent today. Let's be decent today, guys. Quick. Let me take a quick commercial break, guys. It's already at the midpoint mark. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Stay informed with the NASA Guide and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The NASA Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The NASA Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kingdor National Parkinson Foundation presents its 24th Charity Gala, Saturday, June 29, 2024, at the Grand Ballroom Grand Hyatt Bahama Convention Center. And here to set the mood right and the night tight is none other than international artist Johnny Gill. You got to sing your mind. Also the Defense Force Band and the Rhythm Band. You can purchase your tickets at Carey's Fabric on Mackey Street or Signature Starts Marathon Road. Cocktails at 6:45 p.m. and dinner at 7:45 p.m. And then you can have your fill of Johnny Gill.
One thing is true. God has blessed me.
Let's get the mood right.
Turn on your heart.
You try to rest. Roll with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Are you uninsured and seeking a plan that can give you quality healthcare at discounted rates? Unlock affordable healthcare with Doctors Hospitals LAMP. Enjoy unlimited primary care visits, exclusive discounts of up to 20%, and complimentary imaging and nutrition services. Visit doctorshosp.com/LAMP to register. Comprehensive, cost-effective wellness starts with LAMP.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
96.9 FM Radio, Howard Brown and your company, The Foundation. We're live in full effect sitting with Garth Roseboro. Straight to the lines. Line, call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Garth.
What's up, teacher?
Garth, the realist. Hey,
Howard. Well, you've been busy. You've been busy.
What you say, my brother?
Howard, you know, I respect you, and I was upset with the text there would call you stupid yesterday, right? But you know I know better than that. So what they're actually saying is they are stupid, right? And I was upset because, I mean, I like how you read some of them, right? Shows your audacity and how courageous you are, right? But, you know, for someone to say that, behemoths just like to complain. But that is really a pathetic, imbecilic mind, because without complaining, we wouldn't be aware of what's going on. And so we have a collective consciousness that we have been given account for. So if the guy didn't call and talk about the situation at the hospital where the Defense Force is allegedly cooking the food and the staff is on strike, you have to realize, Howard, everything has to be concealed from the public in order to keep them passive and docile. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how... I'm making a joke here with you. I don't want to call you green, right? But I just like to say that sometimes, because you realize to know that we are facing the same problem that America is facing with the migrant crisis. You see that clown... Kamala Harris, right? Mm-hmm. They're facilitating migrants because they're getting ready for world war now, and they need the war machine to be driven to, in the factories, etc. So they're bringing
this heavy. What you're saying? Because they're getting ready for world war.
You guys are not hip to it. I mean, God, no, but
it's the truth.
Yeah, speak, God.
I'm listening.
Oh, God, you know about the geopolitical arena and theatrics here. This is only common sense, you know, Howard. You don't need a brain to really see that they need foreigners to come into work. While, and you see, you saw the new mandate that they said that the draft, you saw the draft, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you think the draft is all about? The draft is really, it's no different, you know. Certain people, back in the days, in the early days when they did the draft for the Civil War and World War One, etc., rich people were able to be exempted by compensating the government and using whatever tactics they can use to have their children exempted. And so, you know, they would target blacks and migrants who want to prove themselves to the United States. So with us right here, right? In the text that you, I was moved by the young lady who sent the text with her and the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's come back home. Let's come back home now. And you think she's the only person who would feel like that? We have eyes to see, you know. Right here by social services, the Haitians have a contract doing the jobs. So what? Let's get at
that's
the
heavy.
Security I industry where they're complaining about the pay rate and all that. They're owned mostly by police. The migrants are being used too, you know, because the Haitian contractors, they're only hiring Haitian migrants who they can take advantage of also.
That's
likewise,
correct.
The behemoth. But if a Haitian migrant is documented, it's hard to take advantage of him because he doesn't know his rights. He doesn't know you have to pay time and a half or double time for holiday, overtime pay, and all these things they're being exempted from, you know.
That's
so
profound.
They think they're getting away, but they're really being exploited.
Yeah.
And this is what it's really all about. And so the gentleman called, C.A. Newey, I'm sure earlier, and he highlighted the cohesion between the police force, defense force, customs, immigration, etc., etc. We don't see that type of model. We are crying out for freedom of the Information Act. You have enough sense to know the longer you procrastinate on that, the more chance they have to obfuscate the data. So automatically, you would not be getting information. You'll be getting disinformation or information that they want you to have. This is what the world is based on. Mm. Even the American government, when they declassify certain information, your boy Gossard noticed, they only declassify certain amount of pages. All right? So we're in a rock and a hard place. So maybe the PM mean we as behemoth have to fight for our nation against the nation turning Haitian. Now, we know we have other demographics mixed up in this nefarious thing with immigration because you don't hear the money, but the money people left. But what I'm saying is the Haitian migrants pose the most danger to our society. They're creating a parallel society. They're graduating and putting on Haitian emblems on their school uniform and passing this narrative. They have never been to Haiti in their lives, but they're willing to promote Haiti in our country because they're building up numbers. So this is not a matter of national security. Mommy, my son, shut up and go put our heads in the sand and go ostrich.
It's crazy what you're saying.
Nation. Mm. A nation of sheep with an air of the government of what? Wolves.
Thank you,
and you're playing them in sheep clothing. No accountability on the police force. No nothing, Howard. You saw the situation. You didn't see the thing circulating on WhatsApp about not even so much high-ranking officer, but an officer in the situation with him and his wife. You didn't see it, Howard?
No, I don't know if I saw that one.
What have to do to get fired, Howard?
Yeah.
A nation of cowards. God help us all, my man.
Wow.
Trust me.
Wow.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line with this live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Howard.
What's
my
up?
God.
Hey, my brother.
Howard, you know, you have to stand up because them 2,400 votes you let get away. You know what I mean? In the by-election, we had you, you know.
Boy, you ain't easing up on him, and I don't blame you. Put it on him.
Him because he should have just asked mommy to tell Papa escort him in the...
And he'll win it.
And Papa did it with Keisha Parker, and it was over, right?
Well, Papa ain't got nothing to do. He should be having his foot up right now.
But
tell
guess
Papa
what?
For me. Go ahead, tell
but guess
now.
What? The leader, Michael Pindar, listening, you know, so you talk straight. Let me hear this. Don't worry about Howard no more. You talk straight. I'm on your side.
Tell me what you're calling for, please.
I'm talking straight. Praise God. For my cousin, who is the general, and, you know, me and Michael go up together and think we like for children, and we graduate with Miles Lahore and 52. We've been in school together for McPherson time.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I call last the other day and tell him, I want to know if anybody can find that defense was cooking the food in the hospital, because my boy tell me that when he just on Monday.
I got a couple of texts when you call, and they said that some people was in the hospital for a week. And they text me and indicated that they have gotten meals every day, and they haven't heard any sort of indifference of what was happening in the kitchen.
No, they're getting the food, but who cooking it? You know, he been there for over a month, and he said, you know, the staff there must be on go slow. Whatever, it probably ain't. It ain't as massive, but you know, the conditions ain't right because they ain't got no air conditioning and the working conditions in the kitchen and all the rest of that sort of stuff. But anyway, the plan. Right?
Fantasy Island.
The plane, boss. The plane.
Fantasy Island.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, off my island and the other airport, the Pittstown, where they ain't answered me for 19 months, the OPM office, but they try. Hey, you only notice, you know, it was me they target last year on Friday, the 3rd of February, and say, I called the Prime Minister's office and thought was threatening him, and I called her.
That was you?
Asked me to pick up. Huh?
That was you?
It was me.
My God, you're doing a lot.
Damn, stop. That was Friday, the 3rd of February.
Hold on, don't give me too much information.
But let me ask you a question, though.
Go ahead.
I went to Grand Mama a few years ago, and I love the people of Grand Mama. Of course, I love all the Bahamian people, right? I haven't been there since I was a child, well, since I was actually a pastor, right? And when I got to Grand Mama, we walk into one trailer, but with one tent. That's still there? For a terminal.
Where you mean?
When you first covered the plane, there was a trailer, like one of the little trailer office.
No, Western Air fixed it. They had their own hangar now.
Western Air has a hangar.
Yeah, Western Air has their own hangar.
Is that an official terminal?
The domestic hangar. No, they only have domestic. They don't have any international, nothing set up from a formal standpoint. So if you go to Grand Bahama right now, you'll see Western Air's hangar on one spot, and you get your bikes from under one tent still.
That's what I was asking you about.
And then they have a domestic area where Bahamas Air comes in to that particular side also. So there is a little bit more formality there, but it still feel like a sort of an out island feel, like a family island feel, as opposed to what we know, the big Ephesus or the facility that is a airport that we had in Grand Bahama.
My God.
That airport was almost like 6 to 8 feet in the air. And the water was almost up to the ceiling.
Wow.
Listen, the water was 2 miles in. And, you know, I just want to be able to know whether or not this government is actually ready to tackle those things. Let's just be straight. They're ready to fight. Now they call it going to produce
a
land bill.
Yeah.
They're ready to fight. They're ready for battle.
Yeah.
But it can't be a political battle. It got to be a social battle. It got to be able to, I'm ready to fight and deal with these particular things. I'm ready to fight and be able to deal with healthcare. I'm ready to fight and deal with things that really matter for the Bahamian people and their livelihood.
But you're still talking futuristically.
This ain't futuristically. This now. You need this money now.
No, we need it now. But they talking futuristically. But they talking futuristically.
No, there's ain't no future. Nothing. We need it now. It's our money. We need it now. It's our health. We need it now.
It's our food.
We need it now. Listen, we need it now. And this sort of an idea to be able to put you back in. We've already gotten those promises. The next time for the poor. We didn't finish with that. We didn't done with that. The FNN then sealed the deal on that. It ain't going to be the next time for the poor because we need it now.
Yeah.
All these things are already done. So we don't have to have a conversation about these things for the future.
When you say we need it now, you talking about the middle class or you talking about the grassroots?
The collective. All of us. The working class.
Is the grassroots saying the same thing?
The working class, the grassroots, the middle class, the grassroots don't say nothing. They move based upon the pressure.
They're making me a cold place. I'm becoming very cold now. Because when they asked me for this little slow 50, which I don't understand.
Even it's actually for slow 50?
But I thought it was slow. Everyone should be able to catch it. But they
slow?
But they want the slow 50. I coldly tell them no. It's almost like Jesus has left the wheel in my life. I ain't giving you nothing because I'm tired of these people who don't want to change their mindset.
We're intervention for God, guys. We can pray for God.
Yeah, because you got to change your mindset, man. I can't keep feeding you and you're not changing your mindset.
Like, let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with this live. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm Howard and God.
Yeah.
What these people need to do is just show some honesty and integrity, man.
Honesty and integrity. That's what is on the police car, right? Honesty and integrity.
Okay, let's put it like that. Show some bona fides then. Honesty and sincerity of intent.
Uh-huh.
So when they get these microphone and they get these podium to speak and all that stuff, let me just follow up on what I said earlier.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you how to squash that. I'm 1 year later on the 8th of February this year. I had to send a package to my cousin Clayton Fernandez's office.
What you talking about now?
I'm talking about how they target me and try to.
Yeah, but you can't talk about that on the radio. I don't want getting that. I don't want getting locked up.
They got cell for you, eh?
Hey, what?
They got one just for you?
A big one.
Only two of y'all can fit in there.
I want to read this. I want to talk about these things. It says terminated. This is a story that I'm reading right now from Eyewitness News. This is the only information that we receive. Our guest called in to start to talk about some issues that was happening at PMH. This has come over for the past 21 hours. It says terminated. The Public Hospitals Authority, PHA, revealed that they canceled the contract for its security company 2 weeks ago. The safety and security of the outpatients, visitors, vendors, and dedicated staff are utmost important to us. This is what PHA wrote. It says, as with any organization, we regularly review the vendor performance and make changes as needed to ensure the efficacy of our services. And then it goes on to say that rest assured, we are committed to implementing robust policies and procedures to align with the standards of our institution. This is revealed yesterday. PHA indicated that the interim security services are in place while they prepare for a new tender process to select a permanent replacement. This is the only information from a formal standpoint that I've seen about PHA come to the forefront. If you have further information that's documented, that's not hearsay, I would love to be able to read that. That's not here. I just want to be able to say that.
Mm-hmm.
The information, when it was released yesterday on the radio, to talk about the fact that... Now, I'm not saying that this is a lie. I'm not saying that this is not so. I'm saying from documented standpoint, from reporters being able to go in to identify these things, from a position of being able to say that we're striking, that there's some issues happening, from the union coming to the forefront and saying that we're on go slow for this, we're not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't see that, I can't report that because I's the problem. Let's be decent. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Howard. And God, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
My brother.
So I chuckle, God.
I hear you.
But since he was a pastor, that's the last time.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
God, you know, nobody can get between me and you.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by and doing that thing the last time. Be good.
Always, always. always meant, brother. Listen, Howard, listen, let's be serious about this. It ain't no next time for the poor. It ain't no this time for the poor. Okay? We have record levels of tourism in this country. Record levels. Both air tourism and cruise tourism. Our hotels are running at over 85% capacity in slow season.
Mm.
Okay? Have the people seen any of that money?
No.
Have you seen any of it?
I feel it.
Are you feeling any? Your bills are going up. Everything is going up. Okay?
Boat little registration like, going up, everything going up.
I can tell you, if I want to be honest with you, in an economy, in a tourist-based economy, I remember when we had 1 million, 1.5 million tourists coming in, and my mother was the, she was the manager over at American Eagle. You remember American Eagle?
Oh, yeah.
She was a manager for American Eagle. And we used to be in Disney World all the time. You hear me? And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about when you go back to school, everyone in 8 Mile Rock could tell you about a vacation that they've had with one point some million tourists. Now, you have to have a conversation about being able to change the narrative to talk about staycation and make it sound good.
Well, Howard, this is our friend, right, on the radio, right? So this is what I want to know, friend, right? Howard keep on running around this mountain because time running out on the show, right? He keep running away from this one particular narrative, right? He wants to help change the mindset of the Bahamian people for better. But I haven't heard Howard say to us yet that he can prepare himself to run in this election.
Me and Fran talking now, right?
Because, you know, I sitting here and Howard got me so agitated today. I honestly feel like right now, I think I need to run in the next election. I can run.
Run then?
I run. But you got to run too.
How am I getting that?
Because we're talking, but we need to be talking, but we can't just talk.
Let my good friend talk. Let me hear what
you got to act. You got to act.
I'm going to tell you why I don't blame him or any right-thinking Bahamian.
Oh, Jesus, I think it's wrong there.
Parliament or anything else while we have this party-based system. First of all, okay, let's stop fooling ourselves. We have an election every 5 years for prime minister. It is irrelevant what happens in your constituency. Because every 5 years, because the prime minister selects the cabinet, selects the speaker, and whatever is done in cabinet gets rubber stamped by these clowns sitting in parliament every Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay? The fact of the matter is, until we move to a republic where we can elect a legislature that can hold the executive accountable, we're wasting our time. And what only thing's going to happen when smart, decent, honorable, God-fearing people go into parliament and go into this party system is they gonna end up having to make a choice. Okay? Do I serve God or mammon?
That's good.
Jesus. That's
going no, that's but good. If enough of us go in there, we could change enough. To this Republican.
They never let enough of you get through the party system.
They ain't gonna let it
never happen.
If you open your mouth with conviction, you get shut down.
Nobody says a different leader on the way.
To be a party politician, you have to condone stupid people ruling you.
That's crazy what you're saying.
Okay? But it's true. And I can tell you this because I have... Listen, in Parliament right now, I have at least 20 good friends. I'm talking about people I just know. People might call right now and say, I need $200 instead of digging a cent.
That's a good friend.
Okay? I got brothers in there. I got large brothers in there. I got family in there.
And all of them had to bow. They either choose mammon or God. And if you choose God, this ain't a place for you.
You have to suffer fools.
So we got to open one church then, now.
The political body system. And the problem is, even if your constituency likes you and you do good for them.
My God.
Okay? And you stand up, you can get cut down. Because if the party don't roll with what the people say, what happens? We end up doing the same dance every 5 years where we only voting out. We don't vote in. We vote out. Because it's the only way for us to have a referendum on the fella in charge.
You think there's going to be a voting out this time?
Of course it always is.
Okay.
Why should history be any different? Particularly when we have a robust economy, money making all over the place, and all the people seeing is bills going up and it's getting harder and harder. Every single young person who go away from this, who leaves to go to college this August, there's a 90% chance 9 out of 10 of them are not coming back home, not because they don't
want to
the Bahamas or don't want to be in the Bahamas, but because there's nothing here for them. Whether they are a doctor, a lawyer, anything. Right now, every single profession is jammed, is stalled, is stag-
Congested.
And the only people who are making money in this country is friends, family, and lovers.
Well,
and fishermen.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. You got to come sit with me one of these times.
Man, invite me.
this the invite right now. I say you got to come sit with me one of the time. I can let you know. I can call you and be able to talk about those things, guys. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts before we get out of here. This is Howard. The baby is 2 years old. Yes. He said, you have to start saving now for that graduation dinner in 3 years. Because the next 2 years after that, you can still need Pampers, right?
Oh, what?
Don't listen to God. Don't listen to God. Honest, broad is the way road. The devil is a liar.
Your wife, who's that nutty?
God, no, this is. Oh. As it relates to the security company being terminated from PHA, I'm reliably informed that the director of the company is of Haitian descent. My God, listen to me. Is every issue going to be
political?
No, an issue as it relates to race? Are we going to always be able to pull it down?
I told you
to that?
that's how the whole country thinks.
I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to read all of this because this is a lot what you're saying. It says the employees were never paid on time and their NIB contributions were not paid. These are texts coming through. I want to let you know, if you're listening out there and you're a leader, I know that you're listening, one, but those persons who serve you, those incumbents, those persons who your subordinates, they also listen and they are going to provide us with information. It is time for you to be above board, transparent, and being able to be ready to fight the battles for decency, balance, equality, and equal opportunity for Bahamian people. That's what we want to see our governments fight. That's what we want to see the royal opposition fight. And that's the fight that needs to go forward. Upward, onward, and together. Garth, I thank you, my brother. You are a good, decent man for being able to sit here with me.
Yeah, man. It's been a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your show today. I want to thank you so much. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. Being able to chop these things down, if you want to be able to be a part of it, I think I got one slot available. If you're interested in that, 8270111, 8270111. We'll see you tomorrow, Godspeed, right here on The Foundation. Found for